Are you a drain on others, or do they find you refreshing? Here's Pastor Dave Roth.
If, when people come into your presence, they feel depressed, they feel like, oh boy, here we go again, guess what? You are going to get more and more thirsty. But if you decide that you want the Holy Spirit to make you the kind of person who has life just gushing forth from you to others, you know some people who are this way. It's like you can't even be in their presence without feeling refreshed.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands and the instrument I play. Wake up my voice. Let the world hear me say, you are worshipped and exalted here today.
So would you say you're sort of a drag to be around, if you were honest with yourself? Or would others describe you as a blessing and refreshing? Well, if you're in the first camp, that could all change as you allow the Holy Spirit to do His wonderful work in and through you. Pastor Dave Rolfe will take us to John chapter 7 today on The Balanced Word and zero in on the words from Jesus. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
So Jesus is saying, not only can you come to me and receive what you're thirsty for, but as it turns out, you can produce coming from you can be something that's for everyone around. I can make you productive. I can make you fruitful. I can make you refreshing. See, anyone who feels thirsty, anyone who feels like there's something missing in my life, sooner or later, a lot of that comes down to the fact that I don't feel like I make a difference. I don't feel like I have anything to offer. I talk to people almost every day, but at least like 3 days a week, I talk to somebody who says, I don't want to live any longer. I think people would be better off without me. And that's, there are tons of people who feel that way. What they're really saying is, I think I'm as good dead as I am alive. I think I'm a burden to people. What that is a sense of, I am not offering anything. No one really needs me. No one depends on me. I'm not a help to anyone. I am so depressing that when people are around me, it feels like I suck the life out of them. You know, it's like they say that some people, when they walk in a room, they can brighten up the room just by walking in. Other people can brighten up a room just by leaving. And that's what people feel like. Well, there's just no point for me to be here. And Jesus is kind of giving us a hint about that, saying, you're thirsty, not because of what you haven't taken in necessarily, but your real thirst is that you don't feel like your life is making a difference. And so he says, what God the Holy Spirit wants to do is to make you refreshing and productive and a blessing. And you will find out that your thirst will only be quenched when your life means something, when you understand that you are making a difference. And John says, he was talking about the Holy Spirit who hadn't been given because Jesus hadn't gone to heaven yet. After Jesus went to heaven, Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down and they began to make a difference in people's lives. They right away, Peter, who had been so scared a few days earlier that he was telling people, I don't even know Jesus. Now he gets up in front of thousands of people in the same place where they were at this point and preaches the good news. He risks his life, and 3,000 people come and go, whoa, this is changing my life. I want to be baptized. I want to start life over. That's what happens when we have God beginning to flow through our lives, and that's what Jesus is inviting. The New Testament says a lot about the effect of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's just so ironic that what we think we need to do is accept something, receive something, when really we need to find out that our life actually means something. And so when the Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit, you know, here's what happens when the Holy Spirit's working in your life. You have love, and joy and peace and patience, gentleness, goodness, and so on. Your life becomes something that gives to others. The New Testament talks about what we call spiritual gifts. These are these abilities, like a gift of giving and a gift of compassion and a gift of administration and a gift of teaching. All these abilities that the Holy Spirit gives us to make a difference in somebody else's life. If you feel like your life, it doesn't make a difference, if you feel like all you do is bring people down, the problem is not you. The problem is not just some people just aren't gifted. The problem is you need to receive from the Holy Spirit what will then allow you to make your life a blessing. And that's what Jesus is identifying here. It's like he sees people who, my brothers, they would just like to see me get killed. And he sees other people, the Jewish leaders, and like they're jealous of me and they want to kill me. And other people, well, they just want to judge me. They just want to decide, well, maybe he's this, maybe he's that. He's hearing all of this noise and he's going, one thing that you guys have totally in common, and I am making an invitation to all of you, to anyone who's thirsty. If something is missing from your life, if you feel like your life doesn't matter, I'm telling you, come to me. And by my Holy Spirit, I can make you to have a life that can be worth living. I can give you a life that actually makes a difference in the lives of others. And it's not that hard to do. It's just a question of allowing the Holy Spirit to do what he does. I mean, you know, like we dedicated little Gemma today, and it's like, she's just this little girl. She's totally useless. And yet, she brings so much blessing into our lives. Little kids do. Teenagers, not so much, but, you know. But all of a sudden, it's like, wow, I have a reason to live because of this little kid. Because I want to make a difference and bless them. There are some people who just don't. They don't like kids. They have no use for them. To them, kids are just messy, and why do we even do this? But for people who understand, they realize that a little child makes such a difference in your life that then you have great compassion. You want to take care of them. You want to give to them. But that's the way life is. When you come to him and you receive the miracles that he wants to give you, the first thing you begin to notice is you have a chance to make a difference in other people's lives. Because when he gives his Holy Spirit to you, which is what happens when you ask him to, when you accept Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes into your life, you can dam it up if you want, and you can refuse to give, and you can refuse to share, and you can refuse to encourage, and you can refuse to love. And then you become like a stagnant pond. Or you can allow him to flow. You can allow him to allow you to serve and to make a difference, to reach out to other people, to bless people with that which he has blessed you with. And then you figure out, this is what life is about. This is what makes life so special. But to deprive yourself of that, either by rejecting what Jesus offers to anyone, or to just say, I'll take it, but I want it for me. I want to make sure that when I die, I go to heaven. So sign me up. But I'm not going to give anything to him. I'm not going to serve his people in any way. I am just going to be miserable until the day I go to heaven. That's like so sad, because you will still be thirsty if, when people come into your presence, they feel depressed. They feel like, oh boy, here we go again. Guess what? You are going to get more and more thirsty. But if you decide that you want the Holy Spirit to make you the kind of person who has life just gushing forth from you to others. You know some people who are this way. It's like you can't even be in their presence without feeling refreshed. You can't even be around them before they have encouraged you, they have lifted you up, they love you, and they respond to love. And you're like, wow, some people are just that way. No, some people aren't just that way. That's what God's Holy Spirit looks like when you allow him to flow through you. Every one of us, if we have accepted Jesus Christ, which is, again, it's a decision that you have to make. If we've accepted him, then we have a choice. Are we going to allow the Spirit to flow through our lives to refresh others? Are we just going to hang on to our Christianity tightly and say, I'm right. I have all the answers and I believe all the right stuff. And then not allow the Spirit to really flow through our lives. It's a decision that we all have to make. We have to decide that. And for every one of us, we're tempted to be negative and critical and ugly and judgmental. And, you know, let's face it. You know, and I know plenty of Christians. And if you get me on the right day, I do anything but refresh you. You look at social media, it's so crazy. There are people who are like saying, I know God, I'm a Christian, and you're not. And let me tell you about all these bad people. And it doesn't matter politically nowadays. It's so ugly. You get to where I don't even want to hear any of it. I don't care if you're on this side or this side. I don't care if you believe this or that. I'm sick of turning on my computer and seeing all kinds of reasons why I should be depressed. I'm tired of watching the news and just hearing how messed up this world is and how horrible it is. And I'm really sick of people who know Jesus, who are like, yeah, I'm a Christian. And for them, it's all about just making people aware by depressing them. You, if you're a Christian, your calling from God is to be a source of living water in people's lives, to allow the Holy Spirit to flow out of you in a way that is refreshing. That's not always easy to do because we are like at Disneyland or we are, you know, there we are in the Feast of Tabernacles and all this talk, all this noise. Oh, well, you're judging me. Well, let me tell you, I can judge you. At some point, we have to just go, no, I'm thirsty. I want God through his Holy Spirit to begin to flow through me so that even in this noise, even in this crowd, even in this messed up world, that I can be like water that's running down from the pool of Siloam. The Siloam, by the way, what that pool is named after means in Hebrew, the sent one. And Jesus says that he would send the Holy Spirit. So that's a picture of the fact that here's what God wants to do. Jesus personified that and said, you do not have to live these miserable lives. He said, essentially, you guys are picking at each other and you're picking at me. Some of you want me to die. Some of you think I might be a good guy, but you're going to wait and see. Some of you don't know what to believe. He says, why does that even matter? If you come to me, you'll find out that what I will do in your life will finally make your life fruitful and productive. You can be the kind of person who, when you walk into a room, you brighten it up. When you are in somebody's life, they go, wow, you are really refreshing me. That's so nice to hear what you have to say. But you can't make that happen. When you try to make it happen, it comes off really phony. It comes off like, you know, you've got this plastic smile on your face. You're looking like, you know, the look on your face just says you're on one of those celebrity housewife shows or something. And it's like, yeah, I don't think there's anything real about you at all. You might be dead and you don't even know it. Or you can be somebody who just, it seems like a natural thing because refreshment just flows forth out of your life. That's what Jesus is inviting for all of us to know. And that's what he thought the crowd needed to hear, and they heard it. Most of them didn't want to do it. Most of them didn't take him up on it. Most people never will. But the offer is there. It's extended. Your life does not have to be about you any longer. Your life can be about others, and then you'll find out that's the biggest blessing for you, because you can't outgive God. The more you give, the more he gives you. The more you love, the more he loves you. The more people that you reach out and encourage, the more people are going to encourage you. That's how the Holy Spirit works. And that's what Jesus wants us to discover. And I pray for each of us that we would not just believe the right stuff, but that we would be allowing the Spirit of God to flow in us so that it can flow back out again. That we could be a source of blessing as we receive his blessing and then just pass it on to others. You will never be happy only receiving from God. But you will never be able to give unless you're receiving. If you allow him to refresh you, you will then refresh others, and that's going to keep that cycle going. When I was a little kid, my grandpa had a pump at his house over in Midway City. And every once in a while, the pump would go out of prime. You know, a lot of you are too young to even know what it means to prime a pump, because they have check valves now and everything that make it so that you really don't have to prime a pump generally. But if air gets in the line, you can pump and pump and pump, and it's not going to go. What you have to do is pour some water down into the line to fill it, and then you can start to pump, and then the pump works. If you have a jacuzzi or a pool, it does the same kind of thing. Sometimes if I take the cover off of one of my skimmer baskets, then it gets out of prime. The pump's turning, but until I get a hose and pour water in there, then it can start to really work, and the waterfall comes back to life. That's kind of our lives. We're working, we're moving, we're believing the right stuff, but we just need our pump to be primed. We just need that living water, that running fresh water to get us going. Then once you get going, it keeps going. It continues to regenerate itself. But sometimes we just have to decide to start it. If you've never even accepted Jesus, you'd be like, I don't know, I'm kind of like Jesus. I like the idea. I guess if somebody asked me what religion I am, I would say Christian, because I'm certainly not a Muslim or a Buddhist or any of those weird religions. But you've never actually come to the point where you go, Jesus, I am coming to you. I want you to make my life into something that's meaningful and beneficial and a blessing to others. I want my life to make a difference, and I want to receive you. If you ask him, he will forgive you. And you might go, I don't know. I don't know a lot of the stuff, and some of the stories in the Bible seem kind of wacky. And so, forget all that. He didn't say, come to me if you're thirsty, and I will explain it all to you. He says, come to me and drink, and I will prime your pump so that your life can finally be productive. That's all he wants. So if you've never received Jesus, if you've never given him permission to forgive you, if you've never come to terms with the fact that he actually died for you and rose from the dead, but you'd like your life to get going, you feel like, I do need some kind of pump, I do feel thirsty in a lot of ways, then today you can come to him. There'll be people down here in the front who would love to pray with you. All you have to do is tell him, I want to come to you right now. And I want you to do a work in my life. I want my life to become productive. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be set free so that I can be a blessing. If that's you, please come down to the front and get prayer. But it might be that you're like, no, I've been a Christian. I believe all the stuff. But the truth is, I'm kind of a drag to be around. My life is just not producing the kind of vibrancy, the kind of energy, the kind of imagination and excitement and love that it could, then you can come down and get prayer for that too. Or maybe even better, set some time aside this week to just get alone with God and say, okay, Jesus, I'm coming to you. He doesn't say come once. He says it in the present tense, be coming to me. And so get back to that place where you say, look, I've become preoccupied with all the stuff I want and all the stuff I need. Or maybe I'm like even so into being religious that it's meaningless in terms of the way I live my life. Ask him to, as David had prayed, restore to me the joy of salvation. And so sometimes we just need to start over. But if your life is not producing, let that be your idiot light to tell you something else is wrong. The pump needs to be primed. And if you ask him, he will help you to do that. Life is too short to live life in a meaningless, dead-end way. What a shame. And I know in a room this size, there are some people who have been questioning whether there's even whether it's worth them continuing to live. Man, I want to tell you, it absolutely is worth living. But you have to do it right. You have to come to him and allow him to flow through you. That's what he wants to do. But I pray that this week will be a week when we all make sure that our pumps are in prime, that our lives are actually producing, that we just stop worrying about all the things that are wrong and all the things we can criticize and panicking about the world. And let's just be the kind of water producers, the kind of source of fresh living water gushing out of our lives, because when people are around us, they just can't help to be encouraged, to be blessed.
You're listening to The Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Rolfe. As we go through the Gospel of John together, there may come a time when you'd like to hear a message again. You can do so rather easily at thebalancedword.com or call and request a CD copy at 949-362-7475. By the way, we're making this complete series in John available to you on a thumb drive for a donation of $10 or more. Go through this powerful gospel from start to finish with Pastor Dave. Again, call 949-362-7475 and we can help you with that. Please remember, it's your support that allows us to bring the teaching of God's Word to the radio every day. Thank you for standing with us. Again, we can be reached at 949-362-7475. Or you can make a donation and resource request online at thebalancedword.com. We'd like to invite you to visit us at Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo. Pastor Dave Rolfe teaches most weekends, and you can hear him teach the Word Sunday morning at 8, 9:45, and 11:30. He always enjoys meeting his listeners, so please say hi after the service. Visit ccpacifichills.org for more information. Check out Pastor Dave's one-minute messages, a great way to start the day. You can listen to them at thebalancedword.com or watch them on Instagram or Facebook by following CC Pacific Hills. Now to wrap up our time in prayer, here's Pastor Dave once again.
Lord, thank you. And Jesus, we saw the way you lived your life, like wherever you showed up. Seems like religious people were upset and regular people, they were blown away by who you are and by your love. We would rather be a blessing to regular people than to win arguments with religious people. So help us to have that priority straight. Help us to receive from you that Holy Spirit that you tell us when we receive the Holy Spirit, the result is we're speaking to each other with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in our hearts. Help us to live no less than full of your Spirit, so that your love and your joy and your peace can be running out from us to whoever we encounter. I pray for the people who've maybe never even taken the step to give you permission to love them, to forgive them, to work in them. Help them to know that today can be your day. You are still crying out, if anyone is thirsty, come to me. I pray that they will know that's personal, that you want them to come to you to discover the life in the Holy Spirit. Give them the courage to come down and to pray and to start life over today. But for all of us, help us to always keep our pump primed, to always make sure that what our life is giving out is torrents of living water. We pray this in Jesus' name.
If you've ever had someone judge you unfairly or have engaged in that sort of behavior yourself, you'll definitely want to tune in to the next Balanced Word as we hear what Jesus has to say about that. This program is brought to you by Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel.
Wake up, my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up, my hands and the instrument I play. Wake up, my voice.